In other news from the Big Island, the lava going into the ocean has provided a proving ground for Liquid Robotics, a Boeing company. It created something called a wave glider that's allowed scientists to gather data from offshore waters. That glider just returned back on solid ground this week, and scientists have just started crunching the data they've retrieved. We check in with the Big Island's marine scientist, Steve Colbert, about this effort.
The wave glider by Liquid Robotics, it's about the size of a stand-up paddleboard. On the top of it, there's solar panels and a weather station, and the solar panels are for running all the electronics and instruments. Inside it is a computer and other instruments for measuring water quality, and then down below is a wing that's attached about 16 feet below the surface, and it's the movement of the waves and that caused that wing to kind of pull the wave glider along.
What have you folks learned? I mean, my gosh, this volcano has just been going.
Well, the amount of data is incredible because they're able to get real-time data every 2 minutes, either being sent over the cellular network or through satellite communications. You're getting all this data in near real time. The project that I was interested in was looking at where that hot water is going and how that water has been changed by the lava pouring into the ocean. So we wanted to know if it was going to be moving down and affecting other coastal ecosystems down current from where the lava is pouring into the ocean.
And how deep down are you able to get data?
Well, it's great. The wave glider, that base is about 16 feet below the surface. So we're getting data not just at the surface, but also at 16 feet depth. The wave glider, the Liquid Robotics was founded here on Hawaii Island, and they've done quite a bit of work. But this is the first time that it's been used to go and explore these plumes of hot water coming from these volcanoes.
Is there any type of camera attached to it where you can get visuals as to what's going on?
Absolutely. I know they have one on the surface, and they might have one deeper down. I think what we've been able to see is how that plume of hot, muddy water has been fluctuating through time almost every day, and it's changes with how much lava is pouring into the ocean. As more lava pours in, the water gets hotter and spreads out more, and other days there's simply less lava going in and not as much hot water. So what we see is water temperatures 100 degrees Fahrenheit 2 miles offshore on some days. The key is that that hot water tends to flow straight offshore instead of along the shoreline. So as the water gets heated up by the lava pouring in, it tends to expand out offshore, and then new seawater comes in either along the shoreline or from below up to replace that, creating this conveyor belt where new ocean water is coming into the shoreline and that hot water is being pushed offshore.
And how long have we deployed this thing?
It was deployed for about 3 weeks, and just a couple days ago, it found its way back to Kauai High Harbor and has been recovered so that they can do analysis of the wave glider after being in these extreme conditions. There was extra data that was collected that was kept on board, and so we're starting to see that extra data now, too, which is really exciting.
I know there was concern, too, about our endangered species, threatened species. You know, I guess there were turtles that were in distress in that area. Do we have any indication about that and what the wave rider might have recorded?
Well, from the wave glider, what we know is that water is just extremely hot where the lava is pouring in. And for those nearshore ecosystems, that they're probably not able to respond to get out of the way of that hot water, unfortunately, and escape those conditions.
It's pretty exciting stuff, though, when you think we're using this technology to really get some basic science done.
That's the really neat part about this is that in terms of being able to be out there and collect data continuously over several weeks, that's something that would just be prohibitively expensive and very difficult to pull off from a boat with people on board. This way, we've been able to monitor this situation through time and really get a detailed view of what's going on out there like none other that's been done before.
And there's no indication that this latest phase is ready to, you know, peter out. But what are the plans to deploy this again?
Well, we're going to crunch the data and see what kind of new research questions come from this and see what kind of instruments could possibly be deployed on the Wave Glider to capture other aspects of this lava flow.
Is it an expensive piece of equipment?
It is. And so that's why we were very fortunate to have Liquid Robotics volunteering their time and personnel to help us to collect this exciting data set.
Any other place in the world where we're doing something like this?
It's certainly the first that I know of where the lava is flowing into the ocean and examining such extreme conditions there. It has measured oxygen. It also measures how muddy the water is and how much chlorophyll there is in the water. It turns out in that really hot water, there doesn't seem to be much chlorophyll, which kind of makes sense. Everything seems to get cooked in that hot water. The oxygen concentrations, they seem to be a little bit lower in that muddy water, which probably from some of the reduced material that gets into the water from the lava flow.
Any problems with that Wave Glider coming in contact with, let's say, any of the lava tour boats?
No, it has sensors on it so that it can be identified.
Is it just kind of going along the shoreline?
We did a zigzag pattern going about 2 miles, 2.5 miles offshore, back and forth across where the lava is pouring into the ocean. The remarkable thing about this plume of this hydrothermal plume is just how sharp the boundaries are at the edges. And with this real-time data, with this real high-resolution data, collecting data in some cases every second, we're really able to define what those boundaries between the hydrothermal water and the deep blue Pacific water, what that boundary is like. The Wave Glider can go as far out to sea as they want to ask it to. It's traveled from San Francisco to Hawaii Island and all over the Pacific. That's really one of the great parts about it is that you can kind of just set it to go where you want it to. From the safety of your home, the Wave Glider is able to navigate the storms, navigate through nighttime, and keep safe while it's out there, while we stay safe at home.
What's been the most remarkable thing about this for you?
For me, it's that real-time high getting data every minute, every 2 minutes, and being able to see how the conditions are changing out there over such short distances and in such short periods of time as the Wave Glider goes along. You know, that whole stretch of shoreline is just such an important was such an important place ecologically and such a beautiful place to begin with. It really was a loss. And it was just this shoreline with all these little tide pools in it. And, you know, the fish that were in those tide pools, it was likely just as that hot water came in or as lava started to pour into those tide pools, the fish and coral and turtles really didn't have time to respond to any of those high temperatures.
We often hear about how, you know, dogs are very sensitive to earthquakes, and you almost kind of wonder if our marine life can somehow sense that something's changing.
Oh, it's so noisy. We went out there on a boat one day, and we had hydrophones with us, so we could hear what was going on underwater. And it's very noisy with all the pops and explosions of the lava pouring in, and you could hear rocks tumbling down into deeper water. So if there were fish that were sensitive to that, and they may keep away from it. But there's some fish that are very territorial, and they don't go away from their home location. It's possible that they may be resistant to leaving. And then all the critters that live on the seafloor, the crabs, the coral, the sea cucumbers, they don't have a chance of getting away from anything like that.
That was University of Hawaii marine scientist Steve Colbert talking about the work ahead to analyze data collected from the lava hitting the ocean. He hopes to have a preliminary report for Liquid Robotics, that company that provided the wave glider, in the weeks to come, with formal findings to be released at a later date.